Get ready to be amazed by the Wizard of Weird. This is Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more. On this edition of the show, breaking news here. Now you, yes, you can access the portal. I have been both looking forward to and dreading this show for quite some time, this particular podcast. And that's because this is an incredibly exciting topic and a big announcement. But what I'm about to tell you is so weird that I have struggled with how to explain it clearly and accurately. That's one of the challenges with a show like this. Sometimes if you really push the boundary, you have to think about how to describe something so that it makes sense. So this is going to be one of the weirder shows that I've done, believe it or not. What gives me a lot of solace and peace of mind is the fact that I've done this show for years, and if you are a regular listener, well, you're the kind of person who's a little more open to understanding how to go down these rabbit holes. And so if you probably are much more apt to understand what I'm going to talk about than anybody you would stop on the street. Let's put it that way. So bear with me as I as I try to explain what is really kind of chapter two of my Psionitron portal opening machine project. And if you don't know what I'm talking about when I say I opened a portal earlier this year using a machine I invented called the Psionitron, I'm not going to tell that story again for the nth time. Go back and at least listen to episode 240 of this podcast called Strange Things. And episode 240, let's see, what is that episode actually called? Just in case you're searching it by name. It's called Joshua Opened a Portal and Here's What Happened. And it talks about the events of April of 2025 when my colleagues and I went out into the Nevada desert right next to Area 51 on a piece of land that I own in Rachel. And I fired up this machine in the wild for the first time, and a whole series of bizarre things happened. And I kind of ended by telling you that I told you about all the strange stuff that occurred that day and then in the following days. But I also kind of left a cliffhanger and I said, but there is much more to this story because that's not all I did out there. And now I'm ready to tell you sort of the rest of the story, at least up to this point. And so when I created the Psionitron, the big question that everybody had was, well, why do you want to do something like this? And I had to ask myself that as well. And I've gone over this before. Why do you want to open a portal? You don't know what's going to happen. Something bad could happen, but I thought something good could happen too. I went through this whole series of self-examination trying to figure out why I wanted to do this and what the end result was going to be. And I got to a point where I thought, you know, I'm putting out all of this time and energy and money and effort, and okay, let's say I go out there, I set up the machine, a portal of some kind opens, amazing things happen, and then unless you get sucked away into the portal, you go home, and then what? What's the next step? What, you just have a lot of weird stories to tell? Or do you keep going back out there? I mean, this is in the middle of nowhere. I don't want to live my life out in the middle of the desert next to Area 51. I can't be there every day. Do you have tours where you take people out on camping excursions in the middle of Scorpion Ranch? You know, what's the game plan here? Like, what is the ultimate goal for this other than just having done a crazy experiment and having some crazy stories to tell? So here is what I decided to keep extra secret. As you know, I have never revealed the complete construction of the Psionatron, and I kept everything about the Psionatron secret for a long time. I wouldn't even give its name out. I certainly wouldn't talk about the plan for, you know, the detailed plan for how I was going to use it. But there was another element that was so secretive that nobody knew about it other than my wife, Lauren, and myself. Not one single soul on earth. And that is because when I was in the process of building the Psionatron, I decided to create almost an accessory, another piece of equipment that would hook into or sync up with the Psionatron. And this is a piece that I call the Entangler. And the idea is that the Entangler would have a very special thing inside of it. And I'm not ready to tell you what that thing is. But that thing would be in sympathetic resonance with whatever was being created when the portal was opened. And then when the experiment was over, and the portal was presumably, you know, no longer as energized, I would take this component inside the Entangler and I would split it in half. And I would bury one half of it in the desert where we did the experiment. I would bring the other half back to my laboratory and even my house on occasion, and see if the two were entangled. In other words, at the spot where I opened the portal, and I don't know if once you open a portal, it ever closes, or if it does, maybe it takes years. I don't know these things. That's why, you know, Einstein said if we knew what we were doing, we wouldn't call it research. So I wasn't sure if there was a part of the portal that would still remain open. I assumed there would be, at least for a while. And the idea was that if I had this thing that was sort of imprinted by the energy when the portal opened, and I split it in half, and I left half at the site where the portal is, and I brought the other half back with me, perhaps the two would remain quantumly entangled through non-locality, spooky action at a distance. And what that means is that I might be able to access the portal wherever I am, remotely, as long as I have one half of the entangled portion of the Entangler. So the Entangler is a machine. The Entangler has a component inside of it. That entire component was there when the portal was opened. At the end of the experiment, I split the component. I left half there. I brought the other half back with me to see if these two could now communicate with each other. And even if distance were an issue, which it should not be, when it comes to quantumly entangled things, even if it were an issue, I mean, I only live about a 2.5-hour drive from my property in Rachel. So it's not like it's on the other side of the planet or something. I mean, there are people who live here in Las Vegas who get up every day in the morning and they get on a plane, they fly up there and they work at Area 51 and they fly back in time for dinner. So I wasn't sure if it was going to work, however. See, that was the thing. And I thought to myself, if it does work, however, then maybe if I project a message, either mentally or by literally doing it electronically, which I'll get to a little bit later, if I put a message into my end of the entangler, will that message then be sent directly through the portal that I opened out in the desert? In other words, have I created a telephone to the portal? Because if I want to manifest something for myself, sometimes I sit there and I go inward and I try to use my own consciousness and my own bioenergy, and that's what I'm thinking about. Sometimes I feel like I'm dealing with something that's bigger, and that's when you're like, you know what? I want to talk to God or something like that. What if you had a telephone directly to God? Well, look, it works. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you how I know it works. And I'm going to tell you how each and every one of you can also... how each and every one of you can also access the portal using this method. I know it's insane, but you have to see it. It's free and it works. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Go to joshuapwarren.com. Please sign up for my free e-newsletter. It's free and spam free right there on the homepage. And when you do that, you'll instantly receive an email from me with some free online gifts, and you just won't believe the goodies and the breaking news, all that and more. No period after the P when you go to joshuapwarren.com. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and I will be right back. Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Agitato zume. And I'm laughing because what I'm about to tell you is so stupid, but it's so profound that it's just one. I think it's one of those great stories about how discoveries are made. All right. So right after the experiment, opening the portal, and I was kind of settling things down, I'm repacking equipment, I was sitting there. I have a lab at my house. I have a lab elsewhere, but I was in the lab at my house, and I was, this is the first time I really sat down with my half of the entangler. And of course, I'm taking measurements off of it, seeing if it's, you know, been magnetized, if it's got electrostatic charge, if it's producing some kind of field, you know, all the kind of like basic stuff that you do when you're researching something this bizarre. And my wife, Lauren, she came in and she brought me lunch, and very simple, good old fashioned American hot dog and potato chips. And, you know, I am a notoriously messy eater. I don't know why that is. People ask me why I drink white wine instead of red wine. I say, if you give me a glass of red wine, it's going to end up on my shirt somehow. I don't know how. When I was a younger man, I was much more suave. But I guess as I'm getting older, I'm just getting sloppier, and I don't know what's going on. But anyway, so yes, of course, I end up with mustard on my shirt, which is not a surprise to either one of us. And so I mentioned to Lauren that I guess, you know, honestly, I think I need to get a bib. I want to get a bib. And she says, yeah, well, you know, that's probably a good idea. And that was it. So I continued working with the entangler. And I swear to you know who, what I'm about to tell you is true. Hand on a stack of Bibles. Later in the day, we got close to dinner time, and we decided we would just order something to be delivered from DoorDash or something. So she ordered what she wanted from one restaurant. I actually ordered from a different restaurant. And the point of this story is, here I am sitting there working on the entangler. I opened my bag up from this restaurant, and guess what is in this bag? A bib. I can't say that I have ever ordered anything from delivery here in this area and in Las Vegas since I've lived here for about 10 years. Never have I opened a bag and there's been a bib in there. As a matter of fact, I think there were two bibs. And at first I was just like, Lauren, can you imagine? Like, that's so crazy. That's ironic. And then a little light bulb went off and I'm like, I'm sitting here in front of the entangler. I'm just going to call it the entangler, even though it's only half the entangler. It's still the entangler. So at that point, I got like goosebumps. And I thought, I wonder if, sure enough, when I said I want this thing and to this machine, it instantaneously transmitted this desire through the portal, cutting through a lot of the noise that's usually in the background when you're trying to manifest things. And boom, I got a result that quickly. And so at that point, I began consciously, of course, doing experiments. And that's when I realized very quickly that the entangler works. That, and it was at first just little things like, I had an appointment with a guy and it was kind of important, but the problem is like the day before I had not gotten a lot of rest and I did not feel like having this meeting the next day, but I also thought it would be rude to cancel on him. So I go to the entangler and I tell the entangler, I would like this meeting to be canceled, but I don't want to have to do it. And sure enough, later that day, the guy contacts me. Oh, I'm so sorry. My mom's sick. I'm not going to be able to make it there. Can we reschedule? And once I started having these little things fall into place, well, you know me, I had to go to the casino. I live in Las Vegas, and I often say I don't intend to reduce everything down to gambling, but I can't help it when I have casinos all around me. And so, sure enough, I went to a casino after I set an intention with the entangler, I put $100. That's usually what I do. I'll put a 20 in or sometimes a 100, depending on how, you know, what I'm doing. I put a $100 bill in a machine and I don't know, within less than 10 minutes, I'd gotten a hand pay. Hand pay means anything in excess of $1,200. I don't remember exactly how much it was that day because I do manifestation work a lot. But the more I did this, the more I realized that this entangler was allowing me to instantaneously send messages through the portal. And I got to the point where for a while, it was the only method that I was using. Because again, I have a lot of different tools that help you manifest things, mind over matter. But in many cases, like I said, you're going inward and you're trying to tap into your own inner ability and your inner power to channel it. But it's different when you look at it this way, as if you're literally sending a message out there into the cosmos. And I don't know if it's going to the aliens or to the angels or to God or where it's going, but it's like you're sending a message out there. And at one point I was talking to Lauren about this and I said, it reminds me of the black mailbox. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, as you drive through that lonely desert heading to the Area 51 area there, near Rachel, as you drive along that route, there's nothing for the longest stretch. But at one point on the side of the road, in the middle of nowhere, is a big black mailbox. And it has become a tourist hotspot for, well, ever since Bob Lazar started talking about Area 51 in the media. And basically, it's a black mailbox, and all these stickers are all over it, and people drop by there, and they leave messages inside that they believe, you know, will go to the aliens. In fact, if you go to the official Nevada travel website called travelnevada.com, here's what they say. What is the black mailbox? Almost always adorned with stickers and scribbled messages, the black mailbox is a drop spot for extraterrestrial communications. Inside the black mailbox, you'll find all kinds of alien offerings at any given time, ranging from heartfelt words and otherworldly trinkets to hats and cans of beer. Plan ahead and pen a note to leave behind or improvise. No two visits to the black mailbox will ever result in the same experience. So this is, you know, it's an offbeat American landmark for UFO seekers. And here's the actual history of it, though. They list the history here on the site. And, of course, they were talking about how once tourists started flocking out to Area 51, it brought brought tourists to the now-famous Black Mailbox as a meeting place, promising chances to spot alien aircraft. The not-so-lucky former owner of the mailbox, a man named Steve Medlin, has lived on a cattle ranch in the valley for years. Medlin does not believe in aliens, nor has he seen any air traffic beyond military. And after decades of mail theft and vandalism, he moved his mailbox off the highway and closer to his ranch. But it was soon replaced by the mysterious and now famous black mailbox. And it tells you how to get there. It's not hard to find. But I don't know who put the black mailbox, the one that's there currently. I don't know who put it there. I've heard rumors that there is some guy who put it there and goes out there and kind of tends to it. But I really don't know. But I was thinking about how that, what this represents to people, the idea that you can leave a message and that maybe somehow the message in this mailbox will get sent to the aliens or some other worldly dimension. And I said to Lauren, what I've done here with this thing called the Entangler as part of the Psionitron project, it's kind of like the real black mailbox. And that's when I thought, whoa, are you thinking what I'm thinking? What if everybody in the world had an opportunity to send a message through the Entangler into the portal? What would happen? Now, you might say, oh, well, that's very, very dangerous. Because, what you know, some people are going to do bad things. Well, yes, that's true. But on the other hand, I have faith in humanity. I mean, look, everybody in the world, no matter how young or old you are, can access a book of matches. You can strike a match. You can light a fire. You can burn a forest down, kill everybody and everything in it. Or you can keep yourself warm at night and survive, cook yourself a meal. I mean, so if I allow everybody to access this for free, what will happen? Probably more good than bad. During the break, I want you to go to this website, therealblackmailbox.com. Therealblackmailbox.com. But it gets better than that. I kind of feel like I'm just getting started. And then my mind really got racing because, yes, there's even more to this story. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I'll be back after these important messages. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. So yes, I built a device I invented called the Psionitron. I took it out to my land next to Area 51. I opened a portal. When I did this, I had an adjoining piece of equipment there in sympathetic resonance called the Entangler. I left half of the Entangler there. I brought the other half back with me, and apparently I can now send messages from anywhere in the world. As long, I guess, if I've got the Entangler, if I have my half of the Entangler, I can send a message directly through the portal. I don't know exactly where it goes, but things sure do happen quickly. And I don't know what the limits are on this. But it seems like, to me, a version of the real black mailbox out near Area 51 where people leave supposed messages for aliens. Well, this is like the real version of this. But the great thing is anybody can do it. And so here's what I decided to do. I created a website called therealblackmailbox.com. And when you go there, you can send an email, and that email is hooked to an account that is wired directly to the Entangler. So in other words, when you send a message, when you send that email, what you write in that email goes into the Entangler and therefore is sent through the portal into the cosmos. When you send this email, you're not doing anything weird. You're not signing up for anything. You're not going to get a reply back. I'm not going to read your message. This is a private message that you get to send. And it's just totally free. I mean, it's no different than sending a regular email. Anybody can do this. If you can send an email, then you can do this. But I wanted to also encourage people to send positive things. And so I thought this is a good time to also put on the site a sigil that I made for myself. I guess it's been about 6 months ago. I can't remember exactly when I made it. But I made a sigil just for myself that I use to manifest things on a daily basis. It's so powerful. I call it the God sigil. It doesn't look quite like any other sigil. But I actually had so much luck with this that I blew it up into a gigantic poster size that I have at my house in a frame. It's an illuminated frame. So it literally it radiates light. I've never, ever revealed this before. And so here, when you go to therealblackmailbox.com, which is a part of the Psionitron project, first you're going to see the brand new God sigil. And you can click on that and get a larger version of it. I encourage you to put it on your phone, your computer background, wall screen, wallpaper, print it out, do whatever you want, you know, to help yourself with it. Look at the center of that God sigil for at least 30 seconds and think about what you want to manifest. And then to send your message directly through the portal immediately, uncensored, just write an email and send your thoughts or your wishes. There's no subject line needed. Whatever you write will be sent immediately through the portal. I don't know how long I'm going to do this. Apparently, some part of the portal is still open and it works right now. You will see the email address there. The email address is similar to some other email addresses that I have, so don't get confused. Be sure you send it to the exact email address that you see on the screen there. And like I say, when you send that email, nobody's going to see it. And it's just going, and you're not going to be signed up for anything or obligated for anything. You're not going to get a reply. This is a pure experiment. I'm going to know how it's working or not working by the reaction and the response that I get from all of you who I have no doubt will let me know what happens when you do this. So you can go right now and send that email for free. And again, there's no catch. There's no strings attached. This is a true experiment. And I believe that whatever you write is it's intended to beam through the entangler at faster than light speed right through this ionotron portal. And so, look, the impact on your life can be profound. And since this is free for everyone in the world today, please send a link to all your friends and tell them there's no catch. And if they don't know who I am, tell them to listen to the show and maybe I'll help them understand what's going on here. Because if you try to explain it, they're going to think you're bonkers. They probably will if they hear me explain it too, but especially, you know, if you're trying to explain this third hand or whatever, therealblackmailbox.com. But wait, there's more. Now that part of the experiment is all free. But here is something that you can add on if you are interested. Those of you who have listened to this show, you may recall that I think it was last year, I took a trip to a sacred place here in the mountains of Nevada, a place called Spirit Mountain. You know, as a matter of fact, I recently learned that the state of Nevada has got more actual named mountains than any other state. That's crazy, isn't it? I believe that's the case. I'm not sure if Alaska applies to that, but anyway, there's a lot of mountains here. And one of them is called Spirit Mountain. It's a sacred place. It's a protected place. And when I visited Spirit Mountain, I decided to take a selection of very special quartz crystals with me, special size, shape, etc., and sit there and meditate on Spirit Mountain with these crystals. And then after that, my wife, Lauren, and I would take those crystals and turn them into a little piece of art, basically, called a crystal grid. And people all over the world have bought those crystal grids. And I get just such wonderful stories about people using their crystal grid every single day to meditate. So when I was about to open the portal, I knew I might only have one shot at this. I mean, I was half expecting that when I turned on the ionotron, it would run for a while and then suddenly there would be sparks and flame and smoke and it would just like burn itself out. So I didn't know if I was going to ever get another chance to do this. But I'd had such success bringing crystals with me to Spirit Mountain. I said, well, let's bring a bunch of crystals up out to the portal site when I do the experiment. And then later we can study these crystals and compare them to control crystals and see if they're imprinted somehow. It's similar to what's happening with the entangler, because we know that a crystal is a very complex electrodynamic material. I mean, heck, all of our technology is really based on crystals, if you want to think about it in terms of Silicon Valley and whatnot. So after that, I got one of these crystals and I started carrying it with me in my pocket. And it was cool because sometimes you find yourself out in the world and something goes wrong. The lights red when you need it to be green, or, you know, it's one of those kind of days. And you forget that you have manifestation power. You get distracted. The powers that be want that to happen. But when I have this crystal in my pocket, I go, oh, yeah. And around the same time, I was playing with my crystal. And I started feeling like that this crystal is almost like a miniature portal because it was imprinted with the power of the portal. Around that same time, I was playing around with candle magic. And so I started doing this little ritual that I invented. I think I invented it. I mean, I don't know of anybody else who's done this. Using a candle and a crystal. And I guess you could sort of emulate this on your own in your own way. You do your own version of it. But it's such a lovely, positive ritual that seems to really release something that you really care strongly about into the universe. And when we come back from our break, I'm going to tell you about this ritual. But right now, if you want to, I have 100 of these ritual kits that are there for sale on the website. And you get one of the actual crystals that was there on the historic day in April of 2025 when we opened the portal. And it comes with a very special candle that has been treated using a proprietary method in my Paracymatics sigil lab here in Las Vegas. I know that all sounds very wordy and complex. It's not, though. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about this, but I only have 100 of these available. So if that's something you want to add to your collection, I think it gives you even faster results. But I'll explain the ritual when I come back. And, you know, I said you could go to therealblackmailbox.com, but I tell you what, you can also go to the same page, if it's easier to remember, go to thegodsigil.com, thegodsigil.com, and you'll end up on the same site with the same information. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back. Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and I love doing experiments, taking an item and trying to imprint it somehow with a certain frequency. I was always fascinated as a kid by how you could take something like a fork or a knife that was not magnetized, and then you could stroke a magnet on it in the same direction 10, 15, 20 times, and all of a sudden now it's magnetized, and now you can pick up paper clips and stuff with it. And you've done that because you've rearranged the molecules in there by imprinting it this way. And I really believe that things get imprinted. That's why I've always studied things like possessed possessions and whatnot. So candle magic is cool because that with candle magic, there's a very simple but dynamic release that happens. For example, like in a traditional candle magic ritual, you have your candle there and the candle represents what you want. So like if you want money or something, you might have a green candle or a gold candle. And you think about what you want, and then you light the candle. And once the candle's lit, well, now you think of that candle radiating what you want out there. And then you blow the candle out, and then the smoke goes slithering up into the sky. And that symbolizes your desire going out. And in fact, the Tepaphone, I think, is based upon candle magic. So I was experimenting with candle magic around this time. And what I was doing was taking candles and, you know, when we do our sigils in our Paracymatic Sigil Lab, we create patterns in water. So if you go to like thesigillab.com, for example, you'll see what I'm talking about. And so at thesigillab.com, you can send us your name and we'll turn it to an audio recording, and we play that recording in water. And then we see what pattern is created. And then we turn that into a sigil, which is like your own personal seal. And then we send that to you. And so I said, what happens if you float some candles? Because they have floating candles, you know. You float some candles and you expose them to all these frequencies for abundance, manifestation, and good fortune for like 24 hours. So I took some candles and I did this and I turned it into a ritual. And here's the ritual I created for myself. Take a bowl of water, like a cereal bowl. Take one of the crystals from the portal. And I believe each one of these crystals that was there that night is now a miniature extension of the portal. You drop that into the water. Then you drop your candle on top of the water. And this is a candle that's been sitting there exposed to all of these good fortune frequencies. You meditate for 30 seconds about what you want, light it up, and that candle burns on top of that water with that crystal floating underneath it. You can let it burn for a few minutes or whatever, blow it out, watch that smoke, and you could do it over and over. And this is my new favorite ritual that I've been doing. And I have, and you know, I have been using it for everything, but I think this is good for especially big, powerful, important things. It's not, you know, it's not a big thing if you need a bib, but like, I don't talk about health stuff because I'm not a doctor and you should never take medical advice from me. But if you have listened to this show, you may know that I recently had a pretty significant surgery. And so I've been using this in order to help expedite and help with my recovery. I mean, I'm talking things that are maybe more serious in your life. You'll want to do an actual ritual like this. It's great if you go to, you know, the Sigil Lab, if you go to thegodsigil.com or therealblackmailbox.com and send an email through the portal for free. Anybody can do that and is welcome to do it. But if you want to take things to the next step, like I say, I have 100 of these available as I speak. And, there's a video I shot that shows me actually, I shot the video. It has me there talking about the ritual and showing you the ritual and showing you how simple it is so that you can do that for yourself. And it's probably a little late in the game at this point in the show for me to point this out. But if you've been listening this whole time and you still are like, I have no idea what this whole thing, a portal, psionitron. Again, go listen to episode 240 of this show or just go to the main page where I have video footage from that night where we opened the portal using the psionitron. And that website is just psionitron.com, psionitron, psionitron, psionitron.com. And there's, by the time you hear this, there'll probably be a link up there also to the Real Black Mailbox or the God Sigil. I've got a website for everything, though, just to make it easy for you. Again, if you want to go directly to what I've been talking about on this show, thegodsigil.com, sigil spelled S-I-G-I-L, thegodsigil.com, S-I-G-I-L, or therealblackmailbox.com. So, there has been a lot. I've given you a lot in this edition of the show. I think you can see why that I was looking forward to and dreading it, because I mean, how do you take this kind of information and condense it into some digestible form that you can sort of get on a mainstream podcast like this and express to people and them keep up with it and get it? So I've done my best. And I consider this part of the experiment chapter 2 of the psionitron portal opening experiment. Now, what is chapter 3 going to be? Well, guess what? Chapter 3 is now in your hands. I guess more accurately, it's in our hands, because now every single person in the world, as of this moment, has the ability to go to therealblackmailbox.com or thegodsigil.com and send and go there. Save that God sigil for yourself and use it for the rest of your life and all of your experiments, or just put it on your phone or whatever. It's all free. You don't have to sign up for anything. None of that kind of stuff. Look into the center of the God sigil for at least 30 seconds. Think about what you want to manifest. And then you'll see the email address right there. Again, be sure you send it to the correct email address that's listed. And that's it. And that's this. After that, it's gone through the portal. It's out of your hands. You have released this dove into the sky. I especially look forward to hearing from those of you who are lucky enough to get one of those 100. I call it the Miraculous Prayer Candle Kit. That's what I think of it as. The Miraculous Prayer Candle Kit. And that's, I guess, because of how I've been using it. I recently got an email from a listener. His name is Robert. And he gave me his phone number from his area code. I guess he is, it looks like he might be from the Chicago area. He said, "Hi, Joshua." So he says, "I started listening to AM radio when I was a kid in Chicago. I had a crystal radio kit and picked up signals from all over the world, including Quito, Ecuador." Wow. He says, "Your show is great, and it has caused me to put my phone near my ear at night and listen until I drift off, which is usually a few hours. Anyway, thank you for your excellent podcast." Isn't that a great message? See, I love getting messages like that, that like this guy is clearly sane. He kept it to the point. And he said something really nice. And that is amazing that he had a crystal radio in Chicago and was listening to signals from Ecuador. That's insane. This is the power of a little quartz crystal that's not even hooked up to anything electrical. That's why crystal power is so astounding. It excites me when I think about that. And so thank you all for bearing with me, and I hope that this has made some kind of sense. But now, looks like the clock has got us, so I'm going to end the show in the manner I usually end it. If you can, close your eyes. If not, that's okay. At least take some deep breaths, and we're all going to meditate together on this tone that I created years ago, which has done wonders for people. It lasts 20 seconds. Here it is. It's the one, the only, the original, the now world famous Good Fortune Tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift. And check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.